From Quality Radio Productions, it's another edition of The Jazz Scene. Hi everyone, I'm Jake Longwell. Welcome to another hour of the very best in jazz. Getting the hour underway with trumpeter Lee Morgan. In 1963, Lee had a crossover hit on the pop charts with The Sidewinder, the title track from that album. Albeit the album version was far longer than the radio edit that was a top 40 hit. We'll go back further in Lee's career to 1958 for his Blue Note release, Candy. For this session, he was in a quartet with Sonny Clark on piano, Doug Watkins on bass, and Art Taylor on drums. This is the closing track of the release. All at Once, You Love Her. We'll be right back.
Thank you. Thank you.
going back to 1953 for pianist Kenny Drew, and one of two trios he had during the year 1953. This one featuring Eugene Wright on bass and Charles Spex Wright on drums, and a Kenny Drew original, Angie. We took that from a CD on the Spanish Fresh Sound label, the album The Kenny Drew Trio, Complete Recordings, 1953 to 1954, featuring three different sessions and three different trios. The first trio and session, recorded in New York City in April of 53 with Curly Russell on bass and Art Blakey on drums. The second session, which we heard from, with no specific date, presumably recorded later in 1953, also in New York with the trio I just mentioned, and a session recorded in Hollywood in September of 1954 with Eugene Wright once again on bass and Lawrence Marable on drums. Classic sounds from Kenny Drew. Before that, from 2016, guitarist John Hart and his trio with Bill Mooring on bass and Tim Horner on drums, from the album Exit from Brooklyn. The title of the album, based on John's decision to leave Brooklyn, New York, after what he calls a 30-year odyssey in that city and being a part of the jazz scene there. We heard a John Hart original from that CD, I Mean It. And we began the set and also the hour with Lee Morgan on trumpet from 1958, All at Once You Love Her, from the album Candy. We'll begin this set with a man who is better known for his jazz rock fusion and contemporary jazz violin playing, Jean-Luc Ponty. Prior to becoming an electric jazz violinist in the early 70s, he was a straight-ahead violinist in the 60s, and we'll go back to 1967 for his album Sunday Walk. He's in a quartet with Wolfgang Dauner on piano, Niels Henning Ørsted Pedersen on bass, and Daniel Humer on drums. We'll listen to Suite for Claudia. Thank you.
It's not that you're attractive, but oh, my heart grew active when you came into view. I've got a crush on you, sweetie pie. All the day and night time, hear me sigh. I never had the least notion that I could fall with so much emotion. Could you coo? Could you care for a cunning cottage we could share? The world will pardon my mush for I've got a crush, my baby. Hear me sigh, sweetie pie. I've got a crush on you. We'll be right back.
Classic sounds from trumpeter Blue Mitchell. From 1964, and another album from the Blue Note catalog, The Thing to Do, with Junior Cook on tenor sax, a young Chick Corea on piano, who also wrote that tune, Gene Taylor on bass, and Al Foster, referred to on this release as Aloysius Foster, on drums. As I said, a Chick Corea composition, aptly titled Chick's Tune. The vocal in the set came from Chris Connor, a session recorded on February 1st of 1957 for the Atlantic label. And for the album, Chris Connor sings the George Gershwin Almanac of Song. This was originally a double LP issued in 57, sessions recorded during 1956 and 57, with several different groups and arrangers participating in the project. This particular track featured Al Cohen on tenor sax, Ralph Sharon on piano, Ralph also arranging the piece, Milt Hinton on bass, and Ossie Johnson on drums. I've Got a Crush on You. The double CD reissue of this release contains some bonus material recorded after 1957, in 1959 and 1961. Classic sounds from Chris Connor. And we began the set with a track from Jean-Luc Ponty on violin, from his tenure as a straight-ahead jazz violinist in the 60s, a portion of his career which is overshadowed by his more well-known career as a fusion violinist, the album Sunday Walk. We listened to Suite for Claudia. It's the Jazz Scene. I am Jake Longwell. If you want to get in touch with the program, the email address is qualityradioproductions@gmail.com. And you can find much more info about the show by visiting our blog and website at qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com. If you want the playlist or streaming audio for this episode, look for the Jazz Scene program number 1803. We'll begin our final set of the hour with another pianist leading another piano, bass, and drums trio. This time it's John Hicks on piano, with Walter Booker on bass and veteran drummer Lewis Hayes. From 1995 and the album Gentle Rain, this is their take of a John Coltrane classic, Countdown. Thank you.
Thank you.
Solo guitar from Jimmy Bruno and his album Solo from 2004. We heard Darn That Dream. Some jazz from the Chicago area before that from Vibes player Jim Cooper. In the early 90s, he was recording for Delmark Records from 1991 and the album Tough Town with Ira Sullivan on sax, Bob Dogan piano, Dan DiLorenzo bass, and Charlie Brahm drums. We heard Cheryl. And we began the set with John Hicks on piano leading his trio through John Coltrane's Countdown from the album Gentle Rain. That does it for this hour of the program. I'm Jake Longwell. Thank you, as always, for your company. Please join me again soon for another hour of the very best in jazz. The Jazz Scene is distributed by Quality Radio Productions.